Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions, with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Friday, Pastor JT back in the building. Lady Fanita's right there by my side. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Happy Friday.
How y'all doing? It is freedom. Free yourself, free your mind, free your conscience, free everything Friday. welcome back to another episode of The Preacher's Corner. I am Pastor JT. This is
Lady Fanita.
And we're back with another great topic. We just celebrated an awesome 12 years of marriage.
Wow.
Yeah,
12 buddy. Years. Can 12 you believe year, it?
12 years. 12 years in,
You've been putting
man.
Up with me for 12 years.
Yes,
together
indeed.
13.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I wouldn't change nothing, though, man. It's been some great memories. And
yes.
Throughout the whole 12 years, we've dealt with this topic over and over and over again. So, Lady Fanita, go ahead and tell us what we're talking about this morning.
The topic this morning is the power to say no.
The power to say no. No, 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 no. All right, all right. What about it? What about it? What about the power to say no?
I thought this would be a good topic because so many times a lot of us have a hard time saying no, especially to friends that we admire or that we value. We have a hard time saying no to our family members, to our children, coworkers, to these jobs. And so I thought this would be a hot topic.
Good, good, good. Well, let's go. Jump right on into it. Let's go. Let's go. Give me the foundation. Let's go.
With that being said, I just want to say, for some of us, saying no is difficult because, you know, you want to be liked. You want the people around you to accept you. You want to be known as the nice person. But I've learned over the years that saying no has never hurt anyone. Maybe hurt their feelings, but it hasn't hurt anyone physically. They hurt their feelings because you didn't do what they wanted you to do. That's one of the things that I've noticed. But if you sit back and observe the motives of those people, you'll have a different outcome. I've gotten stuck in so many uncomfortable situations throughout the years, all because I said yes. And instead of me saying no, when I knew I should have said no to some situations, I said yes because of the likes of that person, who they were to me, what I wanted out of the situation that I thought I would get out of the situation. I said yes. And it caused me great harm. I've gotten stuck in a lot of uncomfortable places because of saying yes. And then the first thing out of my mouth was, I knew I should have said no. And I think we're all guilty of that. Mm-hmm. We've all said yes to something or gotten into something over our head. And the first thing you thought about when things hit the fan is, I should have said no. Why didn't I say no? And so the hurtful thing that I've learned in this situation is that when you say yes for someone or something that doesn't benefit you, you are meeting someone else's expectations and their needs, but killing yours. Mm-hmm. On the opposite, you're killing yours. Having a greater sense of what saying no can do allows us to say yes to the things that are meaningful to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I can relate. I have, you get on me a lot about saying yes to a whole lot of different things, especially when the beginning of our business endeavors with the photography, the videography, I did a whole lot of free work. I did a lot of free stuff, video editing, doing a lot of free photography, website design. I did a whole lot of stuff for free, in which, you know, later on down the line, that'll bless you, and then you able to build up your portfolio. But at the same time, some of them people never come back and purchase anything.
Not at all.
So you stuck with a lot of wasted time and a lot of regret and hard feelings on the inside, you know.
In a portfolio.
you got a portfolio. Yeah. I mean, everybody get to see your work. But in some of those instances with those companies, they didn't want anyone to know that I did the work.
That's
so
right.
So it was a catch 22. I did the work, but they didn't want the credit to be out, because in those particular fields, they don't want their competitors to come after you and get you to do their work for them. And so they don't want to be the one to put you on, basically. So I did a lot of free work, just out of the blue, just crazy.
And that brings me to my second point.
Go ahead with your second point then.
See, you have a problem saying no.
I did.
Yeah. Sometimes you do. It depends on who it is.
I have no problem saying no now.
Well, I've never had a problem saying no, but I find myself saying yes quite often than not.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, we are pretty stern individuals. We are kind of stubborn.
Yeah.
And we say no when we absolutely need to, but it just depends on who's pulling the heartstrings.
Right.
Classify who deserves a no.
During ministry, we said yeah to
a whole lot of stuff.
We said we gave away free TVs, paid rent. We did so much when we should have said no.
Absolutely.
We should have said no.
Absolutely. But I was going to make a point that I find myself saying yes more often than I should. And when I said yes, I found myself stressed out, depressed, going out of my way for people that didn't deserve or appreciate my time and effort.
Wow.
But once I realized that saying no may cause friction between me and the other person, it also gave me a sense of power and pride. Saying no gives you a sense of power and pride. And I just want to be real about it and just say, because I had to come to this realization that no is a complete sentence.
Yeah.
If they ask for something, no. You don't owe an explanation.
Wow.
I was so caught up on trying to give people an explanation before they even asked for one.
It's funny you say that, because I just looked up a quote on no. And it says, for explanation, do yourself a favor. Learn how to say no without feeling like you need to explain why.
See? And I learned that. That was like a lesson. It was a hard lesson learned.
We always feel like we have to explain why we saying no.
Exactly.
I won't be able to make it because.
Yes.
I don't have enough money to do this because. I can't loan you the money because.
I can't do this.
I can't loan you my car because it's always an explanation. Just let your no be no. When you yes, be yes. That's Bible.
Exactly. Because it's so crazy that no is a complete sentence. Like I was giving you an example earlier. Did you wash the car? No.
Right.
Did you wash the dishes? No. Did you get up and go to work this morning? No. Did you comb your hair?
No.
It's a complete sentence.
No.
It's a complete sentence. So it's point blank and to the period.
Yeah.
You don't owe anybody any explanation.
No. Oh,
if you don't think that you should do a thing, don't do it. If it doesn't benefit you, and I'm not out for getting over on people or any of that, but it's a lot of that going on right now.
Right.
And I think that it's time for us to step back, all those tender heart people, step back, evaluate the situation, and if you need to say no, you have permission to say no.
Even within the music realm, I just submitted the thing day before yesterday that I'm not going to be in attendance to the Vagma Awards. And so, you know, you got to know when to say, I'm just not going to be able to do it. And it doesn't really make sense to do.
Right.
So, I mean, you go out of your way and do X, Y, Z, but if it's not really beneficial, then you don't do it. No means no.
That's right. And I mean, I think we're living in a time that we're in such a crunch right now. Everybody, I mean, robbing Peter to pay Paul, we're struggling. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. And I think that this is no valid time. I mean, there is no, you know, you can't pick and choose when it's right to say no.
Right.
This would be the time when you stand your ground and say no.
Yeah, man. Boundaries. It says it for boundaries. In your personal relationship, saying no is essential for setting healthy boundaries.
That's right. And I think that when people start realizing, oh, I can't get anything I want out of her, or he's not going to do this for me, then they kind of back up.
Right.
But that's okay. Give me 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I see that you don't mean me no good.
Right.
You're only out to get what you can from me.
Right.
And then it's always when the tables turn, when you ask for something, the answer is always no.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come to you, the answer is always yes.
You have to step back and evaluate.
So
that brings me to this one, self-care.
Yes.
So saying no can be the ultimate self-care.
It is.
And it goes hand in hand with mental health. Saying no can create more mental health stability by helping with self-care and building your self-esteem and confidence by setting boundaries.
Wow. Now, that I'm going to piggyback off of that one, because in my note I wrote, understanding the rationale behind why we make the decisions that we do and why we jump to say yes helps us to adjust our behavior.
Mm.
One of the crucial adjustments that we need to make is to decide that we need to live for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
not for other people. That goes with mental health.
Mental health, yeah.
We need to say no to trying to impress the people around us and feeling obligated or guilted into doing things that we don't want to do for family, friends, and coworkers.
Yeah, oftentimes we are guilted into doing so many uncomfortable things.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are guilty, and they make you feel guilty and make you feel bad. Or when you say no, you know, especially the little droopy puppy dog eyes, and
right.
and then they come back to you with the sob story and the sad story. And so you got to be strong enough to let your no stand.
Yes.
And stand on it.
Yes.
It's your no.
That's right.
Take your no back. Keep your no out there.
That's right.
No.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer. And I think that when I start standing up for myself and saying no in certain situations, a lot of people that I always said yes to didn't understand. They didn't understand why. But I think you owe it to yourself. Like at our age, I don't think there's any harm in making decisions that are better for you versus better for the next person.
Mm.
Why put myself out or harm myself or make my situation worse to make yours better? That just don't make sense to me, because people don't do it for you.
Right.
So 2020, all the rest of 2024, on up, I'm making my nose know.
Okay, for the listeners, how can this help them?
Well,
how can they implement it in their everyday life?
I know that, well, let me just say this.
Free yourself.
Somebody is wondering, why did we choose this topic for Freedom Friday? And here's your answer. There are so many unhappy people out there right now. There are so many people that are struggling, that are living in the midst of that decision that they made for to help somebody else or to make somebody else happy. And you've been stuck in this place. Now you're unhappy because of the decisions that you've made. But it's all because you didn't have the power to say no. Isn't that crazy? Just because you didn't have the power to say no. And that two-letter word, two letters, have packed so much power that we're afraid to use it. So when you say it for the first time, stand on business. And you'll feel so liberated, so happy, and you'll sleep better because there's freedom in saying no.
All right, that's good. That is perfect. But that frees that individual. What if you are the recipient of that no?
Well,
how do we help that person receive and accept that no?
Well, if you're on the opposite side of that no and you're receiving that no from a person that generally says yes, you should stand back and evaluate how many times they've told you yes. You should step back and say, well, you know what? They've helped me numerous times. They're probably tired. Look, put yourself in their shoes and see how that feels to be the person on the opposite
side. Always giving.
That makes you think about it like this. Are you a giver or are you a taker?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Right.
Are you a giver or a taker? How many times have you returned that favor for that person that always tell you yes? Right.
Nothing old. Nothing way back in 2021 and 2019.
Right. Don't reach
1978.
Back. Right.
But lately, yes. Like Janet say.
What have you done for me lately?
Right.
If you are the recipient of that person that's saying no, step back, step in that person's shoes and see how you would feel if you were the one always saying yes and the other person always says no.
That's good. I got a closeout quote that I just found. It said, what you don't do determines what you can do. I believe I say that again.
That's good.
What you don't do determines what you can do. Half of the troubles of this life can be traced to saying yes too quickly and not saying no too soon. The difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything.
That ain't no lie. That is the absolute truth.
Can I borrow it? No. Can you show me this? No.
That's right.
Can you teach me how to do? No.
And I'm going to
tell
you.
That's a consultation fee.
And you know what? People will guilt you into saying yes because you've told them no before.
Right.
But I'm not taking that for an answer.
No.
I'm not going to allow people to guilt me into doing what they want me to do.
Well, I got a new number, so people can't call me no more anyway. So that's my no on that other end. Right there, so.
What if they text me or call me?
It's no.
No.
It's Friday. Free yourself, free your mind from them no's.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Lady Mayberry, you got any final words?
Just stay strong out here, y'all.
Stay
it's
strong.
Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday. Pray us out of this day.
Lord, we just thank you, God, for being an awesome and wonderful Savior. We love you today because you first loved us. We thank you for brand new mercy this morning and a grace that is sufficient. If grace was an ocean, we would all be sinking in it this morning. But God, we thank you for watching over us. Thank you for traveling grace to and from our jobs on today. Thank you for an awesome week on this week, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see 13 years together, 12 years married.
Yes,
God, we thank
indeed.
You because the doctor said no in 2015, but I'm so glad that you said that I could live and not die.
That's
God,
right.
We just bless you for all of your many, many blessings. We pray that this broadcast touches someone, God, that it does exactly what you call it to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. In Jesus' name, give us the strength, the courage, and the power to say no.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray that you've been blessed by this podcast. If you so desire to say yes to sowing a seed. Yes, indeed. Do so at the Preacher's Corner. The Preacher's Corner. That's that Cash App. Yes, indeed. Go ahead. Share this with somebody. Share this with somebody. Drop us a comment. Do what you do, what you do, what you do. Amen. That's what y'all. We out of here.
Thanks so much for joining us for The Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Famita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG, the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.
In-house production.